Chapter 2, The Four Laws of Robotics. What was Asimov on about anyway? Science fiction author Isaac Asimov famously devised the three laws of robotics, first introduced in his 1942 short story, Runaround. Alongside coining the term robotics, Asimov's laws formed an underlying basis for his ongoing robotics-based fiction. Initially intended as a safety feature, they cannot be bypassed by the robots within these stories. These have over the years been altered and elaborated upon, but the basic laws are as follows. First law, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Second law, a robot must obey the orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. Third law, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second laws. In later fiction, Asimov even added another preceding law, a zeroth law, to account for the robots responsible for governing whole planets and human civilizations and interacting in human societies to a far greater extent than previously written. This additional law is zeroth law. A robot may not harm humanity or, by inaction, allow humanity to come to harm. This basic framework, made to ensure robots served humanity and not the other way around, was very clever for its time. Asimov imagined a future world in which robots were commonplace and created these laws before rudimentary forms of artificial intelligence or even the first PC existed. They did, however, also embody one fundamental misconception: that robotics always come packaged with AI, and vice versa. Before we go any further, we need to sort out what constitutes a robot and what the difference is between a robot and AI. To make it even more fun, definitions vary wildly between experts and sources. But to me, a robot is an autonomous, semi-autonomous, or remote-controlled device, or machine, that performs tasks otherwise done by people, one that is able to sense, compute, and act. I've come to think of it as five common bits that make up a robot. Although a robot doesn't necessarily need all of these, they will vary broadly from robot to robot. A human's guide to five common robot bits, RB5. 1. The sensing bits. Sensors that absorb information about the environment, these are the inputs. 2. The brainy bits. Computation and control systems, whether intelligent or not.